This is Tom Park. I am serving as a theological educator in Taiwan. I wish you 圣诞快乐, which means Merry Christmas.
Listening to the 12 Days of Christmas on KFUO. I'm Andy.
I'm Sarah, and this is a Christmas fireside chat with our seminary professors. Today, we'll be chatting about Jesus as the light in John chapter 1. And our guest is the Reverend Dr. James Fickenture, Assistant Professor of Exegetical Theology at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome, Dr. Fickenture.
Thank you so much for having me.
Where would you like to begin?
So I'd like to begin at verse 14. For John 1:14, this is really John's Christmas story. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, there's a lot that we could unpack there. Today, I want to notice what John says about this Word who became flesh, especially in the language of light and darkness. Ooh. So John opens his gospel account with talking about Jesus in a way that echoes Genesis 1. He tells us that in the beginning, the Word was God, the Word was with God, and that all things were made through him. From the beginning, John says in verse 4, all life exists because of Jesus, and that his life is the light of mankind. So on one hand, Christmas is already the celebration and recognition that this Word, who is the creator, the sustainer, and the life of all things, became flesh and dwelt among us. So Christmas means that life and light have a name, and his name is Jesus. Now, that's already pretty mysterious and miraculous and wonderful that the one who made all things and gives life to all things became flesh and came into his own creation. But this is all the more striking when we see how John describes the world into which this word came. Jesus is the light many times in these opening verses. But this also means that John has another word that he uses for the nature of the world into which this light was coming. In verse 5, the light shines in the darkness. Darkness. In verse 10, the world did not know him. In verse 11, his own people did not receive him. That's darkness. Darkness is the power of the evil one. Darkness is the brokenness and the sinful condition and the tyranny of death in our world. Death and darkness is what characterizes our fallen world and all of those who live in it. And so notice how this makes verse 14 all the more powerful. Jesus, the true light, doesn't avoid the darkness. He doesn't wait until the world gets its act together or desires his light strongly enough, but the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The light enters the darkness as a real human person. And so he comes into his world of darkness where all was not calm, all was not bright. In other words, a broken mess. And the Word became flesh into this world. The light shines in this darkness. And again, that light has a name. And so this divine mystery and miracle of Christmas is that Jesus saves us by coming down to us, by meeting us in our real darkness, by meeting us in our messes and in our brokenness, joining us in the darkness of our fallen humanity and taking it onto himself in a real personal way. In other words, our darkness needs the light of Jesus. And that's exactly what our Lord does. He meets us in our darkness right where we are, takes all of our darkness to the cross where the darkness of sin is overcome by light, where the darkness of death is overcome by life, and all of the darkness of our broken condition is healed by his love. Or as John says it, Jesus, the light, shines in the darkness, and thanks be to God, the darkness can never overcome him. And so this Christmas season, as we approach Epiphany, we celebrate the Jesus who chooses to bring his light to those who dwell in darkness, in the shadow of death, to us. The Lord Jesus, the true light, comes to us as we live in and experience the darkness of our world. He comes to dwell with you, walk with you, take you with him to his cross, because there we find life, light, and salvation. And so John's Christmas story, the Word became flesh, is a story of light entering the darkness. And he does it, Jesus does it for you, to bring you his light and his life that our darkness can never overcome. So Merry Christmas and blessed Epiphany indeed.
Indeed. What does this mean for us as we go into the Epiphany season, the theme of light as we enter Epiphany?
Right. As we enter into the Epiphany season, I think it's easy for us to identify all the ways in which there is still darkness in our world. The darkness of unbelief, the darkness of sin and death. And what that darkness needs, according to John, is Jesus. And so we bring the light of Christ, not only as we need that light in our own lives, as Jesus meets us even in our darkest of places to shine his light, but we also, as his church, seek to bring his light into the darkest of places, as he is the light not only of our lives, but the light of the world.
Absolutely. Reverend Dr. James Fickencher, Assistant Professor of Exegetical Theology at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, Missouri. Thanks for the chat.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas on KFUO. I'm Andy.
I'm Sarah.
If you are 70 and a half or older, you can make a big difference in helping further the mission of KFUO. An IRA charitable rollover gift is a significant way to lower your income and taxes with your IRA withdrawal while also helping KFUO. Hi, I'm Mike Fisher, Senior Gift Planning Advocate with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and I'm here to help you leverage your love for KFUO. Contact me about the benefits of IRA gifts by visiting kfuo.org/give. Giving can be easy, and I'm here to help. kfuo.org/give.